Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, on this, the 29th day of December 2017. We are, actually, it's the 30th here in Australia, so it's our New Year's Eve tomorrow, 2018. Geez, it just seems like yesterday I was celebrating the turn of the millennium at the year 2000. So time certainly does go fast, doesn't it? Okay, so for those catching up on all the news, there'll be my wedding is coming up on June 16th. There'll be for those on my mailing list, there'll be an invite sent out very soon, next week sometime. So if you're on my mailing list, watch for that email. It won't be going out publicly, just to those on my mailing list. So there we go. So, and the day after the wedding, we're going to have a reverse speech workshop on the Sunday. For all free, of course. So anyone who's wants to fly in from overseas to my wedding on June 16th, you're welcome to come and participate in the reverse speech workshop the day after. We're going to make a whole weekend of it. Great weekend. Great weekend. So 2018 is on its way. All right, what else is new? I've got a 20% to Christmas discount on the session work and training going right now. If you want to take advantage of that substantial discount, 20% is actually quite a lot, sign up for training now and sign up for session work before the turn of the new year, because the 1st of January those discount offers will expire. So go to my website, reversespeech.com, and click on to training or personal development. Either of those two will take you to the appropriate pages and read up all about it. See what I offer in session work. Get amazing results in session work. See a whole life changed and turned around. And it's all very, very exciting stuff. And I'm currently working with about 20 clients, which is, you know, keeps me pretty busy during the day. By the time you get all the tapes done, of course, that's the unseen part of reverse speech session work, is the many hours it takes sitting at the desk finding reversals. So if you want to take training, be prepared to spend a lot of time with headphones on at your desk in front of your computer analysing tapes in reverse. That's what it's all about. Hopefully this year sometime we're going to be looking at speech recognition. That's on the agenda, next year, 2018. That's on the agenda for 2018 to look into some voice recognition and see if we cannot get to the computers to find the reversals. I don't know whether it's possible or not. Part of me is skeptical that it can actually find the reversals amongst the gibberish, but then I see voice recognition do some pretty amazing things at its current state of development. I mean, you look at Siri and Alexa, two great voice recognition programs that worked remarkably well. So who knows? Who knows? We'll wait and see. We may have success, we may not. Well, we'll give it a shot and see how we go. The upgrade for the iPhone app should be out in the next week or so. That's all been done. And then we're going to be moving on to the Android version. That'll be a couple of months after the iPhone is released. Like I say, that should be out in the next week or so. I've got Jeff on in the second hour. Jeff's handling all of that. I'll ask Jeff, and we'll find out in the second hour today where the status on the iPhone app is. But I know it's finished because I've seen the finished version. I think it's just migrating it to iTunes or whatever. I'm not too sure. I'm not up in that side of the business. Jeff, my tech guy, he handles all those inquiries. What else is new going on? I covered the wedding, 20% discount if you sign up before the 1st of January. That's about it. So what we're going to do is what we always do. We're going to look at some reversals and see what juicy things we can find for you today. So we're going to move on to we're going through the archives here. We're going to move on to July of last year. And we have a few reversals here. Okay, all right. So let's have a look at these. Here we have dispatched police at the scene. Hang on. I'm going to have to close my software down. It just froze up on me. That does happen occasionally. It gets very frustrating when it decides to do that. Let's just close this out. And currently my computer's going into slow mode. Great. All right. As soon as I can get these things closed out, I'll be able to open up my software. Okay, there we go. All right, we had some programs open over top of the icon, and I couldn't get to it. All right, so here we go now. So here we have a dispatch police at the scene of Justin Diamond killing. Here is the thoughts.
505, requesting response, cuz, because we have squads tied up with the shooting.
And this one says, Lucifer, buy us now.
Lucifer, buy us now.
Yeah, okay, all right. And here we have Elizabeth Beck, attorney on DNC Clinton investigations, fears for her life. Here's the forwards.
He was found at 14501 South Dixie Highway.
And the verse says, now worries they are proof.
Now worries they are proof.
Huh.
Now worries they are proof. Now worries they are proof.
A little bit unclear, that reversal. And let's try another one on this lady. Here's the thoughts.
I would like the public to look into these matters, perhaps. I think they bear investigation. I think deaths are a serious matter. Mr. Brandon Wiseman was a friend of a friend. My friend told me to stay safe. And Mr. Brandon Wiseman passed away.
This one says, to see her, so sad.
See her, so sad.
Oh, that's clear.
See her, so sad.
Oh, wow.
See her, so sad.
Okay, let's run that again. See her, so sad.
See her, so sad.
Wow, that's clear.
See her, so sad. See her, so sad.
Well, if she's fearing for her life, I can understand that she would be so sad. Here's a former CIA agent, Philip Mudd, with concerns over Kushner's security clearance. Okay, so here's the thoughts.
Of a Russian ambassador who's speaking to a U.S. official. That U.S. official is an American.
And this one says, selling that bullshit.
So we add bullshit.
Huh.
So we add bullshit. So we add bullshit.
Okay, and here we have another one.
The question is, if we had gone, when I joined the agency and my friends, if we had gone through the process for a clearance, and this were disclosed later, would we have been given a clearance?
This one says, their families today.
Their families again.
Huh.
Their families again. Their families again.
Huh. Don't know what that means. Huh. And here's another one.
That is going to be what we called masked in the document. In other words, it says the Russian ambassador is talking to U.S. person number one without naming that person. Someone like Susan Rice is going to look at this and say, I want to know who the Russian ambassador is talking about regarding, for example, American sanctions against Russia.
And this is Yes Pacific.
Yes Pacific.
Huh.
Yes Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
Yes Pacific.
Yeah, nice and clear, that one. Yes Pacific. Yeah, okay, all right. And here we have Jeff Sessions, want cops to seize criminal assets.
Civil asset forfeiture is a key tool that helps law enforcement defund organized crime.
And this is signing off and I'll feed them.
Signing off and I'll feed them.
Signing off and I'll feed them. Signing off and I'll feed them.
Don't know what he means by that. Signing off and I'll feed them. Okay, here's John Brennan, former CIA director, bashing Trump.
He said it's an honor to meet President Putin. An honor to meet the individual who carried out the assault against our election. To me, it was a dishonorable thing to say.
And our snake, it was a fighter.
Our snake is mostly fighter.
Huh.
Our snake is mostly fighter. Oh, a snake is mostly fighter.
Ah, well, a snake, devious, deceptive, fighting. He's being devious and deceptive in the way he fights. Okay, here's Brennan again testifying about Trump collusion with Russia.
It may have come across our screen. We may have intelligence on it. I'm just not personally aware of a lot of the information that the CIA had collected.
And if I had the nukes.
If I had the nukes.
Yeah, well, nukes certainly does come up a fair bit in reverse of politicians in the last few months. It's been a common term. Here we have another one on John Brennan.
I would fully anticipate that some of the key Russian oligarchs and their business interests are tapped on a regular basis by Russian intelligence for information. Yes.
So we're.
This one says, "Shall weaken us."
Shall weaken us.
Shall weaken us. Shall weaken us.
Yeah, there's actually an M before "must." It's "shall weaken us." It's in perfect reversal. I'll play it again.
Shall weaken us.
Shall weaken us.
Yeah, that's not a good reversal at all. Don't know why it's in my good reversal folder. Here we have Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister, pledging allegiance to the Queen.
I, Justin P.J. Trudeau, do solemnly and sincerely swear that I shall be a true and faithful servant to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
And this one says, heal the lawsuit.
Heal the lawsuit.
Heal the lawsuit. Heal the lawsuit.
I don't know what lawsuit he's talking about in relationship to the Queen. You'd have to know Canadian politics to understand that reversal. And I am not up on Canadian politics. All right, here's Defense Secretary Mattis saying ISIS is losing power.
Since January, it is returning to bit normal with businesses reopening.
This is deploy you. This is it.
Deploy you. This is it.
Oh, yes.
Deploy you. This is it. Deploy you. This is it.
Yeah, deploying troops to destroy ISIS. Done very well. ISIS has lost major ground under President Trump's watch. All right. Here's another one on Mattis.
And eradicate their ability to recruit and finance terrorist operations.
And this one says he delivered.
He delivered.
He delivered. He delivered.
Well, I guess talking about Trump delivering, he delivered. He has delivered on his promise. Incidentally, I had a bit of a toe-to-toe with a guy online a couple of weeks ago challenging my reversals on Trump, saying if he's really so congruent, how come he's screwing up so much in office? Well, I don't know whether he is. That's a matter of opinion, that one. That depends on your politics. You know, from my avenue, where I'm looking at, he's doing a good job. Economy's the best it's been for ages. We've got millions more jobs. He's just delivered a record tax cut. The list goes on. From my view, from Australia looking in, Trump seems to be following through on his promises. Anyway, I'm open to being wrong on that. All right, here's the next one.
East Mosul, as you know, has fallen after tough fighting by the Iraqi security forces.
This one says, need a fuck, your final off.
Need a fuck, your final off.
Huh.
Need a fuck, your final off.
I'll be bothered.
Need a fuck, your final off.
Well, it's certainly all there, no doubt about that. Not too sure what he means by that. And here he is talking about, he's talking about ISIS losing power.
West Mosul, in accordance with tactics changed by President Trump, is surrounded and our Iraqi partners are in a stiff fight.
And this is, we power on it, then Iris.
We power on it, then Iris.
We power on it, then Iris.
Iris is a computer program. I think it's a hacking program, if I remember correctly. Let's go and have a Google it and to see what Google tells me about Iris. I'm sure it's a computer software hacking program, if I remember correctly. I'm just trying to Google it right now and see what Google tells me. IRIS is a band. What's it? What the tings is that all about? Huh, well, it's Take Me to a Band. Here we go. IRIS. Part of the eye. Circus structure in the eye. IRIS flight simulation software. Yep, all right, okay. It's some sort of software. I don't know. All right, here's McMaster's.
Funding has to be cut off to these madrasas and mosques that are fomenting hatred and intolerance.
And this one says they're shaking them off.
They're shaking them off.
They're shaking them off. They're shaking them off.
Yep, there we go. And then we've got the next one, McMaster's on leaked intel.
And so in a concern about divulging intelligence, they leaked actually not just the information from the meeting, but also indicated the sources and methods to a newspaper. I mean, it doesn't make sense, George.
This one says, let's define that's the source.
This is the source.
This is the source.
Yep, all right, okay. Don't know what he means by let's define. Why don't we listen to the forwards again and see if that gives us some clues.
And so in a concern about divulging intelligence, they leaked actually not just the information from the meeting, but also indicated the sources and methods to a newspaper. I mean, it doesn't make sense, George.
Ah, let's define, trying to define down, work out who the sources are. Let's define, that's the source.
This is the time, that's the source.
This is the time, that's the source. This is the time, that's the source.
And here's McMaster talking about the Trump-Putin meeting.
Well, I'm not going to divulge more of that meeting. Those meetings, as you know, are supposed to be privileged. They're supposed to be confidential. They're supposed to allow the president and other leaders to have frank exchanges.
This one says, shall I feed this officer?
Shall I feed this officer?
Shall I feed this officer?
Support, shall I feed? Probably support, nurture. Yep, okay, all right. And then we have Michael Caputo, former Trump advisor, on the Russians' accusations.
To mess with our elections. Listen, we mess with elections. The funny thing is, I was sent in 1994 to Russia by the Clinton administration to get involved in their elections.
Huh. Seeking what outcome?
The re-election of Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah.
This one says, sing it.
Sing it.
Sing it. Sing it.
Yeah, he's telling a story. Here we have O.J. Simpson.
If I would have made a better judgment back then, none of this would have happened. And I take full responsibility because I shouldn't have never... You know, I haven't made any excuses in 9 years here.
And here he says, a villain stops a wolf.
A villain stops a wolf. A villain stops a wolf. A villain stops a wolf.
Yeah, okay. Let's look at some more of O.J. Simpson reversals. I got some few on him. This is, where is he? This is when he had his parole hearing. So let's have a look at these. Here we have the first one.
I was arrested for the... I was arrested for the first time, I think, at the age of 46 or 47.
You were over the age of 24.
And here he says, I will get them my surf.
I will get them my surf.
Oh, that's clear.
I will get them my surf. I will get them my surf.
So he's going to tell us what's happened, my surf. He will move in the flow of the situation. I will get them my surf. This is a parole hearing, which he was released on, by the way. He's out again. Here's the next one.
Add that you are currently, well, very recently turned 90 years old.
No. Old. 90, I'm sorry about that.
I feel like it, though.
And this one says, I'll take a life.
Bloody hellers.
Wow.
Bloody hellers. Bloody hellers.
Well, that's a bit scary. They're letting him out, and he's got a future tense reversal that says, I'll take a life. Here's another one.
He was pretty persistent in calling me, and finally I told him, well, see if you get pictures of what they have. He sent me some pictures, and what I saw was my family, my mother's albums, pictures of my kids growing up.
And here he says, hear this, own the lot.
Hear this, own the lot.
Okay, so he believes that he owns all the information, all the items. See, he listened to it again.
He was pretty persistent in calling me, and finally I told him, well, see if you can get pictures of what they have. He sent me some pictures, and what I saw was my family, my mother's albums, pictures of my kids growing up.
And he of this owned the lot. Okay, no worries. So he's just confirming that he does own it. All right, okay, so next one down. Here we go. We'll run this forward.
I told him I met with a lawyer last night, and my sister and my daughter and some other friends, and discussed it. I pointed out another lawyer that was at the poolside as a part of this wedding party that was going on. I said, I discussed with him.
And here he says, they are all alone without an offer.
They are all alone without an offer.
Lois, are they all alone without an offer?
They are all alone without an offer. They are all alone without an offer.
All right, folks, we have to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. We are looking at reversals on O.J. Simpson's parole board hearing, the one where he was granted parole, and he is now out and about. Whether that's good or bad is entirely up to your own personal belief. All right, so here we have the next one alone. Here's the Fords.
I say, Riccio, you got to get him to bring it to a public place. He said, well, let me see what I can do. All of this has been testified to, so I'm not just going, you know.
And here he says, you're not boasting.
You're not boasting.
You're not boasting. It was nice and clear. You're not boasting. Yeah, nice and clear. You're not boasting. So there we go. All right. So we're going to move along to the next one along, which is this one here. Let's run it forward.
When I came into the room, I noticed spread out everywhere was my personal property. You know, the only thing I saw that was on display that wasn't mine was some baseballs, and I made it clear to everybody, those are not mine.
And this one says, was it right, boss?
Was it right, boss?
Was it right, boss? Was it right, boss?
Yeah, was it right, boss? Strange pronunciation, but it's certainly all there. Was it right, boss? All right, here we have the next one here. And we'll run this one forwards.
People were losing their homes. A guy owed him money, couldn't pay him the money, gave me my property to sell. I told him I understood that, but you still should have told me. We had a chance to talk about this at a later date, and he apologized. I accepted his apology. I apologized for these two guys that got pointed a gun at him.
And here he says, I feared the deal illicit.
I feared the deal illicit.
Oh, wow.
I feared the deal illicit. I feared the deal illicit.
Yeah, that one's nice and clear, isn't it? I feared the deal illicit. All right. Okay. So let's move along to the next one now. And this is this one here. And here is the Fords.
They didn't feel threatened by me, and from what you said, and that I didn't threaten them. It was the other two security guys that did that. And I'm not.
This reversal gunman said, gunman, I did decide.
Gunman, I did decide.
Gunman, I did decide. Gunman, I did decide.
Yeah, there we go. Gunman, I did decide. So he made a decision to go ahead with this. All right. Here we have the next one.
The state of California took up the issue of whose property it was. They did an investigation. And they came to the conclusion that it was my property. They turned it over to me. I have it now.
Well, this reversal says, being an idiot.
Being an idiot.
That was nice and clear, isn't it? Being an idiot. Oh, that's a funny one. Let's run that again. Here's the forward.
The state of California took up the issue of whose property it was. They did an investigation. And they came to the conclusion that it was my property. They turned it over to me. I have it now.
And backwards, being an idiot.
Being an idiot. Being an idiot. Being an idiot.
Nice and clear. No doubt over that one. Then we've got the next one. Here's the forwards.
And because it was family photos and stuff, that's when I got interested in going there. And I only went there to retrieve my own property.
And this one says, and they'll all get this.
And they'll all get this.
Huh.
And they'll all get this. And they'll all get this.
Yeah, nice and clear. All right. So next one along. Here's the Fords.
And I asked Walter Alexander for the cell phone, and he kind of threw the cell phone to me.
And this reversal says,
use
more force.
Use more force.
Yep, okay. And then we've got the next one along. Here we caught himself an idiot again.
You know, I would assume that state gives a guy a CCR and stuff. They vetted him. I should have vetted him. I didn't really need him. I knew these guys were.
And this reversal says, me, the live idiot. So that's twice he's called himself an idiot. That's funny. I'm sure everyone would agree he's a bit of an idiot. At least I think so anyway. And here's the next one along. I've lost it. Okay, I'll look at this one. This is funny, too.
I've done the best that I can, and I'm just trying to keep them out of trouble. So my agenda was full, you know, here. I've been active, totally active, in all the years that I've been here. I don't.
And this reversal says, yeah, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he is a little bit dumb. I would agree with that sentiment. And then we've got this one here. Here's the forwards.
Now, I spent the 12 years leading up to this incident in Vegas, raising two kids in L.A. I mean, I'm sorry, in Miami. And
this one says, so give an innocent service.
So give an innocent service.
Huh.
So give an innocent service.
Huh, I'll be bothered. Yeah, well, that's what it says. All right, so let's move along to the next one here. And here's the forwards.
Are you humbled by this incarceration?
Oh, yes, for sure. As I said, I wish it would have never happened. I was going to start, I didn't know how we were going to do this, by apologizing to the people of Nevada because...
And this one said, say lie.
Say lie.
Ha.
Say lie.
Yeah, and that's nice and clear and obvious. Say lie. Okay, next one along. Here's the forwards.
You know, I haven't made any excuses in 9 years here, but I should have never allowed these alleged security guys to help me because it turned out they were only trying to help themselves.
This one says, see vile, remember to shut up.
See vile, remember to shut up.
Ah, that's funny.
See vile, remember to shut up. See vile, remember to shut up.
Ah, that's funny. All right, then we've got the next one down. Here's the forwards.
With his bail bondsman. He was trying to use it as I can't think of the word.
Restitution.
Bail bondsman. So the last that I know of these lithographs was that this Cashmore had them. I didn't know this guy.
This one says, got to sell the loss, I'll blame the leader. Yeah, well, certainly you're there. All right, got to sell the loss. I'll blame the leader. And here we have the next one.
Hey, Ms. Simpson, welcome, and feel free to speak.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. I know it's a lot.
Okay, this is OJ's daughter. And back where she says the rape was so horrible.
The rape was horrible.
And here we have the next one on OJ's daughter.
My experience with him is that he's like my best friend and my rock.
And here she says, guilty has it.
Guilty has it.
Yeah, there it is. Nice and clear there. Okay. Then we've got next one here. Here's the forwards.
My dad recognizes that he took the wrong approach and could not handle the situation. He could have handled the situation differently.
And this one is afraid he shows this.
They're afraid he shows this.
Yeah, that's nice and clear too. Afraid he shows this. And then the next one along.
That he didn't make the right decision on that day, but we know that his intentions were not to go in and to just make the wrong decision.
This one says, they warn you, we're bad.
They warn you, we're bad.
Yeah, nice and clear. They warn you, we're bad. And then we've got the next one.
But to move forward. So I thank you for allowing me to be here this morning.
This one says, pray hidden in my love.
Pray hidden in my love.
Two-faced is what that tells me. And then the last one.
I've spent 9 years making no excuses about anything. I am sorry that things turned out the way they did.
Here he says, they did. You deal with my lust.
They did. Yeah, they were with my nurse.
They did. Yeah, they were with my nurse. They did. Yeah, they were with my nurse.
Yeah, there we go. All right. So there's a few reversals on O.J. Simpson from his parole board hearing. Oh, here we have a couple more. Here's the forwards.
Even to their storage, O.J., you cannot go in there because if they ask you to leave, you got to leave.
And this one says, I'm angry.
I'm angry.
Okay, and then the last reversal on AJ we're going to look at is this one here.
He said, well, let me see what I can do. All of this has been testified to, so I'm not just going. He called me and told me he told them to bring it to his room, and he's going to have it brought to his hotel. And
this one is the violence in it.
Vivian O'Gene.
Yeah, there we go. It's all there. Okay, then we've got, here we have Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Campaign chairman's brother lobbied against sanctions on Russia's largest bank and failed to report it. I think if we're looking at Russia relations with anybody, it would be directly with the Clintons.
And this, she says, yes, negative.
Yes, negative.
Yes, negative.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, not the clearest reverse in the world. Anyway, no worries. All right. Next one along is Sean Dawson, whoever he is, talking about subliminal messages.
Change things in your life. I'm going to be trying it. Subliminal messaging could be used for good. It also could be used for bad. But either way, it is very, very real. Well, there you guys go. Subliminal messages are very real, and they can be used for positives.
This one says, democracy, you're making it, I wear a cross.
It is democracy you're making it while you're weary across.
Yeah, all right, there we go, it's all there. Okay. All right, then we're going to look at Rex Tillerson, U.S. Secretary of State.
It's a really important relationship. How do we start making this work? How do we...
And this one says, ocean we can cross. Here we go.
Ocean we can cross.
Yeah, well, I guess they can cross the oceans. Certainly seems to be a statement that seems to be like a no-brainer, that one. All right, next one along.
I think the perspective of both of them was this is a really important relationship. Two largest nuclear powers in the world. It's a really important relationship.
This one says, the club will we capture?
The club will we capture.
Yeah, it's all there. Okay, all right. All right, next one along. Rex Tillerson talking about Syria.
But it was, we went another hour after she came in to see us. So clearly she failed.
And here she says, I shall hit him.
I shall hit him.
Yeah, nice and clear. Okay. And then we've got talking about Trump.
Live with one another. How do we work with one another? We simply have to find a way to go forward. And I think that was expressed over and over, multiple times.
This one says he'll miss you.
He'll miss you.
Oh, yeah.
He'll miss you. He'll miss you.
Yeah, nice and clear. Yeah, he'll miss you. Talking about Trump. Huh, not too sure what he means by that. Then here's Tony Blair talking about the Iraq War.
For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology than you may ever know or can believe.
And here he says, burn them. Wow. And here he is again. Tony Blair, of course, former Prime Minister of England.
It's claimed by some that by removing Saddam we caused the terrorism today in the Middle East, and that it would have been better to have left him in power. I profoundly disagree. Saddam was himself a wellspring of terror, a continuing threat to peace and to his own people.
And this one says, Iraq, they're slow, foresee some matters. Oh, yeah? Defense Secretary Mattis? Huh. I'll be bothered. Yeah, there it all is. Okay, all right. All right, so next one along is here's Trump talking. Oh, here's Trump talking about nukes.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
And here he says, get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Wow.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Yeah, well, that implies that he might be the last person who would use nukes, but he would do it. He's willing to do it, is what that tells me. Get the gun, you're sad. He's willing to use nukes if necessary. Here, let's run the forwards again. This is an important reversal.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad. Get the gun, you're sad.
So he wouldn't use nukes. He would be sad to use them, but he would. All right, here's the next one. Here's Trump in Poland.
America loves Poland, and America loves the Polish people. Thank you.
Here he says, we give hope.
We give hope.
We give hope.
Yep, there it all is. We give hope. Yep, all right. Then we've got next one.
It is a profound honor to stand in this city by this monument to the Warsaw Uprising.
And this one says a soul with it.
A soul with it.
Show with it.
Yep, all there. And then we've got this one here.
President Duda and I have just come from an incredibly successful meeting with the leaders participating in the Three C's Initiative.
And this one says, British in it, cease.
British in it, cease.
British in it, cease. British in it, cease.
Yep, that's fairly clear. And here's the next one.
Poland is the geographic heart of Europe. But more importantly, in the Polish people, we see the soul of Europe.
And this one says, bury the loss of these.
Bury the loss of these.
Wow.
Bury the loss of these. Bury the loss of these.
Bury the loss of these. There we go. Okay. And here we have the next one.
And American patriots fought side by side in our War of Independence and in many wars that follow. Our soldiers still serve together today in Afghanistan and Iraq.
This one says, find the edited.
Find the edited.
Huh.
Find the edited. Find the edited.
Don't know what he means by that. What is the edited thing he wants to find? All right, here's another one on Trump.
God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
And he says, sell God.
Sell God.
Sell God. Sell God.
Yeah, a little bit unclear, that one. I'm not 100% sure that's God. And here we have another one on his weekly address.
And a new national pride is sweeping across our land.
And backwards, he says, bring abuse.
Bring abuse.
Bring abuse. Bring abuse.
I guess so. Bring abuse. All right. Okay. I think I've played reversals from June last show. We'll look at some more. I've only got one for July. Huh. I normally have two for July. What have I done with them? I'll be bothered. Huh. Okay. All right. All right. We're going to look at some for August. Here is Julian Assange talking about Hillary and Saudis funding ISIS. Oh, yeah?
There's a early 2014 email from Hillary Clinton, so not so long after she left Secretary of State, to her campaign manager, John Podesta. That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
And here he says, I know that's honest.
I know that's honest.
Wow.
I know that's honest. I know that's honest.
Oh, wow. So he's stating a truth. Wow, I know that's honest. Okay, all right. Then we've got on the same topic.
That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, the governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
And here he says, they buried us, help.
They buried us, help.
They buried us, help. They buried us, help.
Yeah, there we go. It's all there. Okay. All right, then we have, this is Hillary talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz agreeing to testify against Hillary, okay?
Words can have tremendous consequences.
And here she says, set an ambush by an ex-girl.
Set an ambush by an ex-girl.
Huh.
Set an ambush by an ex-girl.
Set an ambush by an ex-girl.
Because the ambush, of course, being by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Here's Loretta Lynch refusing to answer questions at congressional hearings.
At no point during my tenure at the DNC was I contacted by the FBI, DHS, or any government agency, or alerted or made aware that they believed that the Russians, an enemy state, was intruding on our network. At no point. And I am a member of Congress who had the ability to sit down and be briefed in a classified setting.
And here she says, and it's killed me.
And it's killed me.
And it's killed me. And it's killed me.
Don't think that's killed. Do it again.
And it's killed me.
And it's killed me.
That's not killed. I hear an S. Sealed.
And it's killed me.
And it's killed me. And it's killed me.
Huh, that's not a good reversal at all. Sorry about that. Don't know how that got into my reversal file. All right, here's McCain after surgery attacking Russia.
And I hope to impress on you again that it is an honor to serve the American people.
And he says, I'll beat the crime, reverse, I'll punish it.
I'll beat the crime, reverse, and I'll punish it.
Well, that's clear. And it's and I'll punishment. I'll beat the crime, reverse, and I'll punish it. Okay, folks, we'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com. Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at royalvelvetnow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it.